Hi, it's Wednesday, July 8th. My name is Tim Pitchell, and I'm here to talk more about procrastination. I left off yesterday saying that we need to think differently about procrastination than delay, and I ended by saying that procrastination is a form of self-regulation failure. It's when we irrationally, needlessly delay an intended act, even though we know it's going to, or we fear that it's going to hamper our performance, and it usually leaves us feeling emotionally upset. Today, I want to just speak briefly to one of the things that we know about why this happens. There's many, and I'm going to talk about all sorts of things over the next little while, but I thought I'd hit a main one right off the bat for those of you who are interested in lessening your own procrastination. The research seems to show that what we do is we take care of our short-term emotions first. We give in to feel good. And this happens in all sorts of self-regulation failure. This happens with overeating, with gambling, with all sorts of things when we can't do what we intend to do. Giving in to feel good means that, in the case of procrastination, we're facing a task that we find particularly aversive. We don't want to do it. It fills us with fear of failure, for example, or a lot of negative feelings, whatever they may be, often guilt. And in order to avoid those feelings, in order to feel good now, we give in to feel good. And we walk away from the task at hand. So procrastination itself is a coping mechanism to do short-term emotional repair, but the cost is long-term problems with our own goal pursuit and self-regulation. So one of the things you have to think about when we're about to procrastinate is rather than say, "Oh, I'll feel more like it tomorrow," to recognize that's just an ex part of an excuse making to make yourself feel better now, giving in to feel good. At the heart, I argue that procrastination has a great deal to do with our emotional well-being, and that we're taking care of our emotions in the short term, and this has long-term costs to our ability to achieve our goals. So the message today is, don't give in to feel good. Recognize the cues that you're about to procrastinate when you say things like, "I work better under pressure," or "I'll feel more like it tomorrow." Recognize those things as statements to ease the dissonance you're feeling between what you're thinking, "I should be working," and what you're doing, "not working," and how that's making you feel bad. There's a lot more to chat about, and I'm going to take a little bit at a time, but today, the message to take away is giving in to feel good is a big part of why our self-regulation fails, because we look at short-term emotional repair, and it completely undermines our long-term goal pursuit. I hope you're enjoying this beginning of the audio boo together. It's an interesting technology. It's certainly flexible for me. I'm actually at a conference today, and I'm just taking a minute now to record this. I'll catch you tomorrow then on Professor Procrastination's audio boo.